The planet is on the line. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Those are the words from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on what's at stake in the midterms. And she downplayed spiraling inflation on CBS's Face the Nation, calling it a global phenomenon.
The European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
And she said abortion rights are just as an important issue, and it is motivating people to vote. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, among those who believe we're in a recession.
The issues really are inflation. A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 88.3 cents. If you had a nest egg of $100,000 as a senior on a fixed income, it's only worth $88,300 before the devaluation of the market caused by Biden's recession.
Johnson on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Michigan, among the states with tight races for governor, an issue being brought up by Republican candidate Tudor Dixon, is a plan by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer to shut down the Line 5 pipeline. Dixon on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
We've already had many inches to almost 2 feet of snow in the Upper Peninsula. That's where we get our propane to heat homes, is from Line 5 in the Upper Peninsula. She wants to shut that down and increase prices.
The shutdown is partially aimed at fighting climate change and preventing an oil spill. U.S. Army officials say a barricaded situation has drawn the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to Virginia's Fort Belvoir outside the nation's capital. The base said in a Twitter statement that the situation was ongoing. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand as he recovers from an attack by a man who rushed the stage at an August literary event in Western New York. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden this week will meet with Israel's president, who's making his first trip while in office to the U.S. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog will visit Washington, D.C. this coming week, and much of that time will be spent with President Biden and his officials, and there are plans to hold policy meetings. Mr. Herzog was invited to Washington by the president during the latter's visit to Israel last summer. Israel's presidency is largely a ceremonial post, and Herzog's visit comes as his country is set to hold yet another parliamentary election and pick a new prime minister. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Voters in the EU nation of Slovenia cast ballots today to elect a new president. None of the three contenders appears set to win more than half of the ballots, and that means a runoff will likely be held in 3 weeks between the top two. The presidency is largely ceremonial, but the vote is still seen as a test for Slovenia's liberal government amid a soaring crisis fueled by the war in Ukraine. The trial continues tomorrow into a fourth week in Wisconsin for the man accused of plowing his SUV into the Waukesha Christmas parade, killing six people and injuring dozens more.
Daryl Brooks Jr., who chose to defend himself, once again went off the rails on Friday in Waukesha County Court amid constant rants and disruptions.
So I think, Your Honor, with all due respect, I think you should show some respect.
He was removed from the courtroom multiple times in between questioning of his own witnesses and later seemed to threaten Judge Jennifer Doro.
All right, I need to take a break. This man right now is having a stare down with me. It's very disrespectful. disrespectful. He pounded his fist. Frankly, it makes me scared.
Barring more interruptions that the judge calls delay tactics, the trial is expected to wrap this week. Brooks faces 76 criminal counts and multiple life sentences if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.